Olive's Hilltop House, dedicated to the women of America. The story of a woman who must choose between love and the career of raising other women's children. Presented by Palm Olive, the beauty soap made with gentle olive oil, and starring Bess Johnson.
Tell me, are you always beautifully fresh, immaculately dainty, when your husband comes home for dinner? I hope you are. Remember, your husband works hard all day. He's tired and exhausted when he reaches home. Then, if he finds you looking sweet and fresh and dainty, it makes home seem like heaven. But if you're careless, if you let perspiration spoil your attractiveness, you can't expect him to feel quite the same way about home. So be a wise wife. Tonight and every night, take just a few minutes for a Palm Olive beauty bath. Just draw your warm water, slip off your clothes, step into that tub and relax. Let the fresh water and Palm Olive's rich, creamy lather touch and soothe every part of your body. Then cleanse your skin very thoroughly with Palm Olive. A quick rinse, step out, pat yourself dry, then just see how fresh and clean you are. How soft and smooth and lovely all your skin looks. For you see, Palm Olive helps your skin look lovelier because Palm Olive is a true beauty soap. It gets its lovely, fresh green color because it's made with olive and palm oils, nature's finest beauty aids. And naturally, that makes Palm Olive's lather really different, extra kind and gentle to your skin. That's why Palm Olive cleanses thoroughly and yet so gently that it helps keep your skin softer, smoother, more alive with beauty. So begin to take Palm Olive beauty baths this very night.
And now for our story of Hilltop House. Though Captain John Barry's sister-in-law, Gwen, has been in Glendale for only a few days, her presence has caused a noticeable change in John. He has become moody and restless, and Bess can't help seeing how disturbed he is. But John has steadfastly refused to tell Bess anything about his sister-in-law. We know he hates the woman, holds her responsible for his brother's death. Despite the fact that Gwen married his brother, we know that she was once in love with John. But it's evening now, and our scene is at Hilltop House. Bess is in the living room with John. And in the study, we find the Adair twins. Jean is engrossed in a book and doesn't hear Jerry as he calls.
Jean? Hey, Toots.
Hmm? What is it?
Did you take down the history notes?
What?
What's that book you're studying so hard?
What? Say, what do you want, Jerry?
You're not studying. What's that book?
That's entirely my own concern. Now, what was it you wanted to know about the history notes?
Let me see that book.
Give it back to me. Give it back this minute, Jerry.
Another love story.
You put that book down, Jerry Adair.
How can you read this? It's nothing but silly mush.
I want that book. It belongs to me.
Well, don't brag about it. I got a peek at the last one you were reading.
Would you give it to
full
me?
Of Angela, my love, open up your heart to me.
Jerry!
And this one...
It was not. Now, will you stop acting like an infant?
Look at who's talking. If I'm an infant, don't forget we're twins, and that makes you an infant, too.
I don't care to get into a discussion with you. Now, will you give me back that book, please?
Yeah, after I've read a little of it. He looked into her limpid blue eyes. Woo!
Jerry, if you don't give me that book this very minute, I'll tell Miss Bess. That's what I'll do.
Oh, no, you won't. You wouldn't dare tell Miss Bess you were reading this kind of junk.
You'll be sorry, Jerry Adair. I'll never forgive you for doing this to me. I'll never help you with your French again.
Oh, I don't
you
care
just
what
wait
you're
until
doing.
You try
I
again. Can do my that's all. You just Jesus. Wait.
Jean, what's going on in here?
Miss Bess, will you please make Jerry give me back my book? He snatched it right out of my hand.
It's one of those mushy love stories.
I don't care what kind of a book it is. It's Jean's, and you had no right to snatch it from her. Now give it back, please.
All right.
You were teasing Jean because she was reading a love story?
Well, she's always reading them.
I am not.
Come here, Jerry.
Yes?
Jerry, I've always found that people ridicule things they don't understand. And from time to time, I've heard you poking fun at the mere mention of the word love. I know it's because you're a little too young to understand it.
But Jean's the same age as me.
The girls are a lot older for their age than boys.
Jean... You might say girls are a little more emotionally mature than boys at the same age.
But great golly, Miss Bess, Does Jean have to read these silly love stories?
They're not silly. This is just a romantic novel. It's Graustark.
Well, I read that a long time ago and enjoyed it.
You didn't, Miss Bess.
Sure I did. You know, Jerry, one day you'll find yourself in love.
Well, not me. None of that stuff for me.
Oh, no? What about Suzanne Gray?
What's she got to do with this?
Well, twins, the subject of love is something we could go on talking about for days and days. I want you to think about this, Jerry. Love is the greatest and finest emotion that can come into anyone's life. Without it, life can be very empty. If you love someone very deeply, it can change your whole outlook on life. Love should be a sacred thing, Jerry. And that's why I don't like to see you poking fun at it.
Gee. Gosh, I wasn't poking fun at it. I was just teasing Jean about the love story she reads.
Well, that's something I'll discuss with Jean alone.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll kind of go upstairs and get ready for bed, huh?
All right, fella.
I'm sorry I teased you, Jean. But I still think some of the stories you read are silly.
Good night.
Oh, I guess boys just don't understand, Miss Bess.
Well, Jeannie, sweet, I agree with Jerry on one point. Some of the books you've been reading lately are sort of silly. Oh, not this one. I approve of Graustark. But you see, honey, every book you read needn't be a love story.
Well, I don't read them only because they're romantic. They're interesting.
Well, there are other types of books which are very interesting. Now take biographies, for instance. You might try reading some of them. You'll find they have a lot of substance because, you know the people in them are real, alive. And you know their love stories really happened.
Uh-huh.
I'll be glad to help you select some of your books.
All right, Miss Bess.
It's a good idea to train your tastes in reading, Jeannie, so it'll help develop your character instead of just letting the books you read entertain you.
I see what you mean.
Darling, don't look so serious, honey. Certainly I want you to read some books for entertainment and relaxation. But I also want you to read some of the other kind, too. Sort of, mix them up. You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Now, isn't it about time for you to go to bed?
I guess so. I'm sorry Jerry and I disturbed you and Captain John.
Oh, it's perfectly all right. I'll explain.
Good night.
Good night, dear.
Still here, Beth.
I'm sorry I had to be away so long, John.
Oh, that's all right. Peace in the family again?
Mm-hmm. Jerry was teasing Jean about reading love stories.
Oh, well, if I recall rightly, I used to tease a pretty young aunt of mine about the same thing years and years ago.
I don't believe you.
What's that?
I don't believe that it was years and years and years ago.
Oh, Bess, while you were out, I just happened to remember. There's one thing in particular I want to speak about.
What is it, darling?
Gwen came to see me this afternoon. She wants to bring her son to Glendale to live with me.
She has a son?
Yes. Roy's about 11 years old. I don't know him at all. After my brother died, I left America, and I was away for a long time. But when I did return, I tried to see the boy. Gwen wouldn't permit it. She thought I'd try and get him away from her.
Oh.
Well, I'm naturally interested in the boy. After all, he is my nephew. But I've heard from his teachers that he's very pampered, spoiled, quite a snob. I'm disturbed about him, Beth.
His mother spoiled him?
Yes. She neglected Roy till he was 5. He never knew he had a mother till that time. Now the boy really is a problem.
But does Mrs. Barry realize what she's done, what she's doing to her son?
Oh, I doubt it. That's why her proposition startled me. Why in the world should she want Roy to come and live with me now?
Well, perhaps in spite of what you think of her, John, she feels the boy's got out of hand. And it's quite natural for her to come to you for help.
I'd like to believe that. For the boy's sake, I'd like to help him. I know he must have some stuff in him. It just has to be brought out. And I was thinking, too, Bess, you know a great deal about children. You'd be able to help, that is, if I agreed to take him.
Well, I don't see why you shouldn't try it. Roy would have company. Lenny's about his age.
Well, it might be worth a try, but we're forgetting one thing.
What's that, darling?
What about us? When are we going to get married?
That's for you to decide, John.
I want us to be married soon, Beth. How about next month?
Well, no, dear. That's a little too soon. Perhaps around Christmas.
Fine. That's only 3 months away.
Mm-hmm. And that'll give me plenty of time to make arrangements.
But, Bess, how will this affect Roy?
Well, it needn't affect him at all for the present, John. Maybe 3 months with you will be all you'll need to set him straight. Children of 11 are very impressionable.
Well, as far as the boy himself is concerned, I'd be willing to do it. But his mother, I don't trust Gwen. I never will.
Darling.
Yeah?
I don't know what you have against Gwen Berry, and I don't care to know. But I don't think you should let your opinion of her turn you against her son. That isn't being quite fair. Now, is it, John?
You're right, Beth. I'll tell Gwen that Roy may come and live with me for the next 3 months. But I wonder if I'm not letting myself in for a lot of trouble.
Was John wise to accept Bess's sincere and well-meant advice? After all, he knows the type of woman Gwen is. Should John risk his own happiness and Bess's to help Gwen's son? In just a moment, we'll look ahead to tomorrow's chapter of Palm Olive's Hilltop House.
Mother, have you a child who's back in school this fall? If you have, you'll want that child's skin to have special care to make up for those drying hours spent indoors in heated schoolrooms. And the very finest care you could select for your child's skin is frequent cleansing with Palm Olive soap. Remember Dr. Defoe, world-famous doctor to the lovely Dion Quinns, knew just how good Palm Olive was when he selected it for them. Here's what he said. Quote, "At the time of the birth of the Dion quintuplets, and for some time afterward, they were bathed in olive oil. When the time arrived for soap and water baths, we selected Palm Olive soap exclusively for bathing these famous babies." Unquote. Now, of course, the reason why Dr. Defoe selected Palm Olive soap exclusively was because he decided that only Palm Olive, made with olive and palm oils, was gentle enough, kind enough, safe enough for the tender skin of the Dion Quinns. And, Mother, your own child needs this same gentle care. So get Palmolive soap for all your family. And don't you want to use Palmolive for your own complexion, too? Let Palmolive help keep your skin soft and fresh and lovely as your baby's.
John Barry will tell Steve Cortland...
I'll not let Gwen interfere with my life. The moment I learn she's making trouble for either Bess or me, I'll put a stop to it.
Be sure to listen to Palm Olive's Hilltop House tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday. Daylight saving time ends Sunday, September 24th. If your community has been on standard time right along, this program will reach you 1 hour later, starting next Monday. Otherwise, tune in next week as usual. And now, Palm Olive wishes you a pleasant good day. Your announcer is Frank Gallup. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Keep your dials tuned to this same station for another exciting drama. The story of Kay Fairchild, Stepmother. WJSV, Washington.